USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is not ready to call for President Trump's impeachment. On Capitol Hill today, Schumer said lawmakers should wait to see what is in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report. Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, agrees with Schumer. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 96 points to close at 25,554. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
All remaining U.S. personnel are being pulled from the embassy in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
During a House hearing on Tuesday, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can trust the banking giant. Wells Fargo is still trying to recover from a series of scandals in 2016 involving phantom bank accounts and unnecessary fees. Sloan was not the CEO at the time, and he says he's implemented a number of reforms at Wells Fargo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DNC recently announced they would be holding their convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, is that a good idea or not, as Wisconsin was a battleground state in 2016 that President Trump won by just over 22,000 votes? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he's the author of a new book titled The Case for Trump. He's not sure if it's such a wise idea for the Democrats to head to Wisconsin.
I don't know if that's so wise by Mr. Perez, because what he's basically saying is I'm going to ostensibly go into the swing state country that will decide the 2020 election, and I'm going to showcase the Democratic Party. But that can be a double-edged sword. Right in the middle of Wisconsin, for four or five nights, people in that state and nearby Michigan and not that far away Ohio are going to see firsthand people get up on that stage and say, we have to have abortion all the way to infanticide. And they're going to say, we need reparations. They're going to say, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to cancel debt. We need Medicare for everybody. So, and they will say that. I'm not saying they're going to endorse everyone as a plank, but there's going to be, and then when somebody has a resolution about anti-Semitism or protection for Jewish interests or, you know, support for Israel, they'll do it. They'll boo. We know they'll boo. Because that's what the party, where the party is, and that's going to be broadcast right in the middle of Purple State America. So it might have been wiser to go somewhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.